Hi, my name's Emily. I grew up in Melbourne, Australia. I thought I'd speak about a couple of memories that I have from when I was a child. I remember summer being very hot, and I remember playing in water. In the summertime, we would turn on the sprinkler and run around in the sprinkler and turn on the hose and throw buckets of water on each other to cool down, because it was very hot in the months of January and February especially. And then probably when I was about the age of sort of 10, we started to enter into, maybe a little bit younger, maybe 8 or 9, we started to enter into a period of drought. So it basically stopped raining. Not altogether, but it stopped raining frequently. And I remember one day it rained, and on the news they said, "Oh, this is the first time that it's rained for 150 days. I was like, "Whoa!" I didn't realize that we were, you know, that the rain was that rare. So I suppose I don't have many memories of rain when I was a child. But I still have memories of water. And this drought lasted for, I think, about 10 or 12 years. And it broke in about 2010. And since then, we've had much more regular rainfall. But up until 2010, we couldn't use water for things like washing the car. You weren't allowed. You could literally get a fine from the police if you wash your car with water. If someone catches you washing your car, you couldn't water your garden. Well, you could water your garden at certain times of the day. So you could water it, I think, before 8 o'clock in the morning, and then after 8 o'clock at night, for example. And the same thing if you were caught watering your garden outside of those hours, then you could get fined if you had a neighbour that was particularly vigilant and wanted to dob you into the police. So we had to be very careful with how we used water. We had to have short showers and things like not leaving the tap running when you're brushing your teeth, and those sort of things. So I think these are probably good habits to have in general. I mean, to not use too much water. So they're habits that I continue to keep. I don't have very long showers. I'm very hesitant to use a lot of water for anything. So I don't think they're bad habits. I think saving water and not using too much water is a positive thing. So maybe this is one of the positive outcomes of a drought, is that you get these water saving habits that are good.